It's Ju
and Lucy
and Sophie.
And
you're
is
listening
Girl
to
Talk.
Wait, hold
huh?
on. Wait. What camp are we going on?
I thought I was gonna say.
Lucy, that's not even the right
oh
line.
My God, guys, can we just please do it together?
You're listening to Girl Talk Unsupervised.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Girl Talk Unsupervised. It's been a hot minute. We're so sorry again.
That's always the opening line nowadays.
Yeah, we're sorry. Anyways, my name is Ju.
I'm Lucy.
I'm Sophie. Hey, guys.
Hello.
So, why has it taken us a hot minute to record?
Midterms.
Woo! Mm. Honestly, the gap between each episode just grows exponentially. Like, they just keep on compounding and adding up and adding up.
Yeah. It says on our, we agreed also that like, okay, last Friday of the month, and then it's just like, delay.
Diba?
We're very
parang
sorry.
And then the next point, it's gonna be like, 2 months between each other na.
No,
we can't
not.
Do that. Yeah. We won't do that.
It's like a period that comes irregularly, you know?
Like, yeah, we're at the phase.
On time, and then other times,
we're at
that
phase.
Like, yeah.
We'll need some time to adjust. Give us like 2 years, guys, and then it'll be regular.
That was so good.
Yeah. But yeah, for real, midterms. Midterms are crazy.
I'm still in midterms.
Oh, you are? Oh, God.
Yeah. Apparently.
Apparently.
Well, I'm confused because parang a few weeks ago, people were saying it was midterms and then it's midterms again. So I was like, what the hell? So what is it? So I don't know.
I also
but
don't know if I'm still in midterms or not. So I'm confused. It's like a perpetual thing. It never stops. It never ends. Ju is taking are you taking B-Real?
Yeah, I took my B-Real. Which is really fake because it went off like an hour ago.
Okay.
But yay.
B-Real break.
B-Real. Or are you taking it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll take mine later. Okay, anyway, so, what are we talking about today? So, besides midterms, we have also
sustained our social lives.
Yes.
Slay.
Self-care.
Yeah!
Self-care.
Yeah. Basically, besides school, we've also been going out. Not with each other. When was the last time we even went out with each other?
Out summer. When did we go out? I completely forgot.
We went to BGC.
Yes, but I don't remember the month.
Was it like
May?
June? May?
Like end of finals of last semester.
That's
something
too
like
long
that.
Ago. But anyways, we
I
have
know.
Been loving and living our lives.
We've been live, laugh.
Loving.
That's exactly what Ju's shirt
yeah.
is.
Oh my God,
oh
for real?
Oh my God, you're right! You're right! Live. Oh, it's live, love, dance. Sorry, because this shirt is from Brewing Point. But
okay.
Same idea. Oh my gosh, how timely. Yeah, we've been going out with our other circles and it's been fun because I really honestly when I was a freshman I didn't really go out that much, so now I'm taking advantage of this and my post-COVID temporary immunity. Yeah. It's been fun. I get so tired easily lang.
like after or during a night out,
like I'm gonna want to go home before midnight, even though I say I'm gonna stay till midnight. And I do stay till midnight. It's just that by 10 or 11, I'm like, I'm
true,
out.
True. Parang kaya lang ng katawan natin, mga 2 hours lang. And then everything else is just like,
yeah, it's true. It's true. But it's still a fun time nonetheless. You know, life is coming back to Katip because everyone is back. So it's so nice to see places filled again and chattery and drunk. Very fun.
Okay. I have a thought on that. Like, okay, because as a as a freshman, I did go out quite a lot. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, ugh, I kind of have to go out again. But then now it's different. Yeah, kind of. But now places are full of younger people. They're young.
Yeah, definitely.
Like,
yeah.
Like, we're seniors, right? And they act young when they get drunk. I don't know how else to describe it. Parang it's like a weird thing. Because the last time I went out regularly, I was like the youngest. And like, people were just having fun. And then now, I don't know. Parang the vibe's different. It's still fun. But knowing that we're older, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if it makes sense.
It's interesting. No, yeah. I get that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I also agree, like, I want to be home by 12. Respectfully, it's a lot, but it's still fun.
Yeah. Like, my extrovertedness thrives, and then it stops at a certain, like, there's a threshold. So, my cup is filled, and then I'm like, okay, let's go home, guys.
But do you think it's, like, a cause of, like, pandemic years or just getting older?
I think it's getting older.
I think it's getting older.
Oh yeah, because I feel like when we were freshmen, or even, like, in high school, going out was such a big thing. And then now that you see it, you're just like, oh, it's super chill. You don't like me to put so much effort in it. It's not such a big thing.
So we're just yeah, like, and I don't feel the need so much to go all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless it's with people that, like, you know, I haven't hung out with in a while. And I really want to hang out with, of course. Like, for instance, my blockmates. We only started going out again, like, last month together. And it was so fun. Because, like, wow, I haven't seen them in forever. And we're not even classmates in, like, a lot of our classes anymore. So it's so fun to hang out with them again. Aww.
But
I get so tired. Yeah, but I got so tired. Yeah. It's so fun.
But, okay, how was your Halloween weekend?
Very fun. Very fun.
What did you go my God. Well, I know what you went as, but just yes, for,
okay. Yeah. When I saw Conscient pop up, me and my boyfriend dressed up as Jake and Amy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And then we went to IKEA, like Halloween day, and we dressed up as Nicole and Charlie Barber from Marriage Story. Love it.
Great costumes, honestly.
That photo was hilarious, by the way.
Yeah, he picked that one. I picked the Jake and Amy because I was like, I don't want our first costume together to be a divorced couple. So, good compromise.
I didn't think of it that way. That's the wrong tone.
Yeah. So we were able to do both. It was great.
It's cute.
I also really like the pants I wore when I was Nicole. I used my mom's pants. They're from Uniqlo. They're like khakis.
And why they're wide-legged. IKEA?
I need more wide-legged pants.
That's like her favorite place at the moment.
We've been there like thrice together. He likes to buy stuff there a lot. I just trail behind him. And I buy food.
Yes.
Yeah. What about... what about you guys? Your conscience?
Wait, Sophia. I know your conscience. It was hilarious. Like, sobrang...
It's a niche thing. It's a joke.
Is this the angel
Not everyone
baby?
Will get it.
Yeah!
Wait, so... For context, because... There's this Athenian basketball player, David DeFonso, whose TikTok theme song is Angel Baby by Troye Sivan. And people think my boyfriend looks like David DeFonso, so he went as him.
What?
And I went as the Angel Baby. I thought of that.
That was like... At first, I didn't understand. I was just like, what the hell is this? And then and then it just clicked, and then the music came out. I was like, oh my God.
I like the crown you wore because it had feathers and it lit up and stuff, and I wanted that.
Lazada girl.
I had an
like
angels
Jake
and demons
had a
party.
What was that? jersey with Ildefonso's name in the back.
Yeah, and he like makeshifted like an Ildefonso typeface, so he placed masking tape over his name and then just wrote with marker Ildefonso.
Wait, oh my god.
Yeah.
I don't know if I saw the back of that jersey, but I feel like it looked legit in my mind. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun Halloween. Halloween weekend.
It was fun. Like, I had like, I went to two different parties that night. One of them was like Halloween themed and one of them was like a birthday party. So
yeah.
The Halloween themed one, you can really see the difference in how people dress up. So like there are those who are very confident and revealing and, you know, and then there are these people who dress up in banana costumes. Like, it's so
that
funny.
That would be me, honestly.
I love college.
I love college. Around school, there were a lot of dinosaurs.
Yeah, I saw pics. Like, the inflatable
yes.
ones.
Whenever they walked past, I think it was just one girl, but then that one girl in the orange inflatable dinosaur costume walked by us. And then I was like, dinosaur! Like a kid. Because that's what you naturally do when you see a dinosaur. Dinosaur.
Cute. Wait, was that you who was given like this like plastic bag of like this blue?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great
story. Yes. Okay. That's a great story. I was in the cafeteria with my friend and because we had orals like later that afternoon. So we were practicing. And then this guy, I was wearing my Amy Santiago costume. So I was wearing my NYPD jacket. And then this guy walks towards me and he's like, hey, keep this between us or something like that. And then he hands me this little plastic Ziploc, which looks like has crystal meth in it. And then he's like, I was so scared because I was like, I don't know this man. And then he broke and then he was like, happy Halloween. It's just candy. And, yeah. And then he left. I was like, oh, happy Halloween. And he looked like a criminal. And then later on, I realized, someone told me now, oh, that's a Breaking Bad reference. I was like, oh, I should probably watch that then. I heard it's a good show. But then it was Breaking Bad, apparently. But it was so funny because I got so scared. And then my friend was also like, I thought you knew him. I was like, dude, I don't know this man. But it was funny.
Oh, I love Halloween. It's so funny. It like brings the community together.
True. Yeah. It was so cute.
Lucy, how did you spend your Halloween?
I didn't go out. I mean, I didn't go out to parties. I was in Baguio, guys. And it was horrible. So, I think you guys had more fun in... Well, I mean, it was raining the whole time I was there. I literally almost got blown away by the wind. That's how strong it was.
Blown away.
So, that was my Halloween. But it was so hilarious because when I was staying in Baguio, it's supposed to be Halloween, but there was like a winter wonderland beside the cottage I was staying in. And I was like, what the hell? And it wasn't even just a winter wonderland. It was Oriental Winter Wonderland. I was like, what the hell is Oriental Winter Wonderland?
So specific.
So it's like Christmas theme. I was like, it's Halloween though. And they just kept on playing Christmas songs. I was like, okay, sure.
Medyo advance. Okay.
I mean, it's November already. We actually put up Christmas decor today. So yay! It's almost Christmas time.
Wow. There's someone who dressed up as a Christmas tree, right?
What?
Like, did you not see the pictures? Parang it's on Facebook. No. Someone dressed up as a Christmas tree.
That's great. I don't think I saw that though.
Okay. Well, great.
It's there. Yeah.
Yeah. Lucy, I have a question for you.
Yes.
If you went out, what would you have worn?
Ooh, good question.
Sorry, I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh my god. I kept on joking with my parents though. Because we were like, oh, what are we gonna do? And then parang we had like my dad's parang friends, family friends over. And they wanted to do trick or treating. I was like, I'm gonna wear my pumpkin costume. Or like my Crayola, my red Crayola costume. You know when you were kids, I think your parents probably like did that also to you. They dressed
I had
up
a
in
pumpkin costume.
Or like a red Crayola. Yeah. And honestly, I'd honestly wear that. Like, it's hilarious. Like,
it's cute. Lang.
Lucia's a
thumbs up. And then I'll always be like that, doing a thumbs up in every picture. So me.
If we went out as a trio, what would we wear?
We can be Crayolas!
What would we wear?
Sorry. What would we be? We wouldn't be like the typical like trio costumes, like Totally Spies or Powerpuff. We'd be something like funny or like unique.
Wow.
Because we're that. But I wouldn't know. Or something hilarious, like an inside joke. I don't know, actually. That's a great question.
You know what I saw on TikTok? A bunch of these girls made pagawa these, like, Barbie Princess Charm School uniforms. Diba tatlo din sila?
I love like, that.
Imagine.
Uh-huh. Wait, I saw a different TikTok that was, like, a group of friends dressed up as a Barbie family. Did you see that?
Huh?
It was funny.
How, like, okay.
Like, obviously, yes. There's no, like, staple existing Barbie family. But, like, basically, everyone is in a blonde wig.
Oh, okay. Now it makes sense.
Us as blondes? Oh, my God. No way.
Oh, my gosh. What did we dress up
as? I just realized there's no Barbie story na trio. It's all duos.
Huh?
Solo or duos?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not updated with, like, the latest Barbies, so I don't know.
Isn't there, like, a Musketeer Barbie movie?
That's four.
Oh, they're four. Sorry, I don't know.
Oh, diba? Wala talaga, tatlo lang. People don't like the number three. Oh my God, honestly, what would we be?
What would we be? I don't know what we'd be. So difficult.
I saw this friend group that dressed up as, well, one of them dressed up as tequila, one of them was a lemon, and then one of them was like,
oh my
salt.
God, that's so funny.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Okay guys, okay, when we go out next year, at least we have an episode to refer back to for ideas.
Wow, we're thinking
no, but we should do something
already.
Talaga hilarious.
Yeah,
like,
it would
talagang matataw ako.
Be like
I feel
campy.
Like that's so us. People would be like, oh my God, that's ingenious.
Yeah. Or like some Disney Channel characters or Nickelodeon characters. We're gonna spend this episode just brainstorming our costumes for next year.
Watch out! 2023!
Watch out! Watch out!
Yeah. But okay, let's go back to college party culture. If there's anything we can go back to. What else have we not
Yeah, we just like steered so far off.
I don't know, like
what
fun. Else?
It's fun, we're back, we're getting old. That's it. Yay.
Yeah.
And we should
Lucy,
also
we need
go out
we need Miss Lucy, your insights.
Insights.
Lessons with Lucy. Don't get drunk.
Yeah, don't be stupid. I know. What do you guys get drunk ba when you go out? Parang di naman, no?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Oh my God.
Don't.
I did I tell you guys? I haven't told you guys.
What?
One of the like not the last time I went out, but previously and very recently, I threw up in my boyfriend's car.
Inside?
Yes.
Like on the ground? On the on the.
Yes.
Yeah? Oh,
yes.
Ew.
I know. It was a very low moment for me. But to be fair, I threw up because he threw up before we went into the car.
Oh, God!
So his smell.
Oh, wait.
Like, the smell was just bad.
Yeah, like. You're a sympathetic vomiter.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the term. Yeah, but I learned my lesson after that. Did not drink as much. But I feel like,
what
Lucy,
you drink,
I've never
ba?
Seen you. I don't know. I don't remember.
It's just
a lot. I drank a lot. I never saw Lucy drunk. Maybe like happy.
I've never really gotten drunk.
I've only seen her, like, tip C, I think.
I barfed. Yeah, when you guys came over. Last time. No, I think the most I've ever done once was like a batch party.
Uh-huh.
And I just talked my mouth off. So, medyo embarrassing the things I... Hindi naman. Mga revealing lang yung mga sinasabi ko. But that's it. And at least it was just with one person. No, two people. So, like, and my friends.
Yeah, that's
so,
safe.
Like,
okay. That's safe.
Yeah. Maybe the inside
there is... But now that I look at it, I'm just laughing at myself. Honestly, safe. I don't care anymore. But, yeah. Like, I am a safe drinker.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Don't get drunk if you don't know the people. It's not fun.
Yeah. Only with people you trust.
And always be sure to know where your drinks come from. Or, like, just be sure that nothing's, like, being put in or anything like that.
Always hold on to your drinks.
Yeah.
Or have someone, have a friend hold them for you if you're gonna go to the bathroom or something.
Oh my god, did I ever tell you guys not the drink you told me to get? What was the drink you told me to get?
What drink?
In Tipol.
We told you to get a drink?
Was it the Amaretto Sour? Yeah! I tried the Amaretto Sour and it tasted like paracetamol. What the hell?
What does paracetamol taste like to you?
It's like the orange antibiotic. Yeah. I was like, since you told me to try it out, I was like, okay, I'll try it out. And then I was like suggesting it also to my other friends. And then we all ordered it. And then we were all like, yuck! Yuck! It's so bad!
I tried an Amaretto Sour in Tipsy Pig. And it was so yummy. I haven't tried the one in Tipol lang.
You were the one who told me to try the one in Tipol.
No, not me. Not me.
I don't know if it was me. I don't know.
You get.
I said the mojito was good in Tipol.
Never again. And I honestly can't do it. I've never tried that anymore. It's like there. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I cannot. I used to be such a big tequila after so girl, I can't.
Long, I was like, what the hell is this? It tastes so bad.
Tequila.
It's bad.
Tequila. I love how you just went through the whole thing and we just listened to you. Thing. Yeah. Wait. Okay. Let's. What else can we? What we're getting old, guys. I don't know what else to say.
I was talking to.
There's no point in this conversation.
Night.
Honestly, we're just saying that we're old and we don't like. Well, we're old. And we don't.
Yeah.
We're not as enthusiastic as we once were.
Don't you?
Yeah, I was talking to a friend last night who said, because I went out last night, and then my friend also went out din pala last night, so she was telling me about it. And then she said she got wasted for the first time in forever. And I was like, ooh, congrats. And then she said, I didn't enjoy it. And I was like, oh, aw. And she said, signs of aging. And I was like, you know what, that's so true. I wanted to go home at like 10 p.m. But it was fun. And I didn't get wasted. That's the thing.
Those things disgust us now, and we're just like, eh, I don't want to experience it. But before, when we were so young, we were like, parang proud moment. Ganon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like, crazy like, how time flies.
Icky, diba?
I know. I don't like to think
it's having
about
fun
it,
but responsible.
Yeah. Yes. With people you enjoy being around. Yeah.
Yay.
The joys of partying.
Hindi naman kasi talaga tayo yung hardcore na party yung. You know?
Sige, one more time, yeah. One more time.
I don't even think people party like that anymore. Oh my god. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just chill.
No, yeah, I don't think I've ever been like that. Much less Lucy. Which I think is a little more than me. But you go out a lot more than me, I'm pretty sure.
Sophie?
Yeah?
No!
Yeah?
Absolutely
yeah.
Not.
Are you kidding?
Not anymore.
In general, you do. To some extent.
The ranking is Sophie, Drew, Lucy.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, we're gonna switch that around. Lucy's gonna be the hardcore party girl now.
Oh god, please no.
Turning Lucy into party girl. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, this point of the episode is basically signs of aging. And with that,
yeah, us wanting let's to close like, it off. Go home.
Let's close it off right here.
Yeah, we're just rambling at this point.
Yeah, we're just rambling, but I hope you like that because we talk about fun stuff anyways. Wow. Anyways, fun stuff. Yeah, thanks for listening.
That's fun for us already.
Even though it's late. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Watch out for more stuff on our Instagram at GirlTalkUnsupervised. You can also follow me on Instagram at @jumarch_. Girlies, please put tag your Instagrams.
You can find me on Instagram at @LucialLizares.
Yes. Me on Instagram at @Sophie_Concho and possibly YouTube search Sophie Concho.
Possibly.
Possibly. Parang perpetual naman yung YouTube na yan forever yan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.